One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Opa! Welcome everybody to Stavi's World 90400 Stav. Sydney and Marie are here. I'm regretting it already.
You begged us.
Black queens, come on.
Relax.
You hit me on text, email. What?
This is a complete fabrication. Nice try. I see my friends having you podcast. I have to pre-record a bunch of episodes before tour. I think of them to come out, and this is how I'm treated.
How are you being treated?
Poorly.
Well, you didn't shave for us, so I'm already,
You need me clean shave?
Yes, come Why? On. It's been a while.
That is true.
She wanna see all your chin.
This is exactly what I'm talking about. This level of disrespect. Don't watch their fucking podcast. Don't listen to it.
Lord.
Ooh, my bad.
Yes, how's it going, gang? What's going on?
I mean,
feeling good.
I don't know when this is going to drop, but Black History Month.
Oh, well, we're well past
why
that.
Why do you think we here, Marie? Come on now.
No.
Feel the DEI quote.
No. We're, that's over. I don't know if you're paying attention to the news.
No, but
that's
said,
done.
You know that I am not Trump. I'm not associated with that man. Bring on the sisters.
Yeah, that is true. That is, that's over with. You're here just because of our friendship.
Yes.
I've stopped. Yeah, before I was getting Biden was sending me checks every time you guys were coming on, but now this is just because we're pals. So
600 every time. Yeah.
You know what's crazy is the people who are like, I have more money during the pandemic. It's like, yeah, you were in the house.
Yeah, you didn't have shit to
you
do.
You didn't have nothing.
And everyone
to do.
Was getting unemployment. Like, so many of my friends got rich because for the first time they were just getting what a human being should make from get like the bare minimum what the government decides you should get, and everybody's like, "Whoa,
honestly,
this
it
is
wasn't
better
enough.
Than my bartending job."
Yeah, everybody
it
wasn't
like,
enough.
$600.
Yeah. I was like, "Oh, y'all really are poor." Y'all think $600 a week is good? This is terrible. Not even enough for my hair. I can't.
Of course. Yeah. Well, not everybody had a past life where they were, you know, extorting men in Miami for thousands of dollars. Some people need to make do with $600.
Is Cardi B here?
Sydney B is here, Marie.
You know, 600 could stretch a nice long way when you're in the house doing nothing but watching TV. But you know, your happy birthday.
Thank you.
How you feeling? You having an existential crisis?
What is that?
That's Are cheering.
You, oh,
there, girl, your hearing going?
It sounded vegan. It was a. It was very stuff cycle.
Subdued.
Like, yeah. So, yeah, it wasn't a real.
Yeah.
You know what? It's fine.
You
it's
look
fine.
Great. I was fucking with you earlier.
You did. Yeah. You really did. You caught me washed.
Well, you said.
That was insane.
You said, I feel
can
washed.
You zoom
and
you the said, camera in.
And I said, you've been washed.
Why he called me washed?
Sorry.
Zoom in the camera.
You know how society works.
Don't laugh at this. Well, I'm laughing because of pain. Because I too know how society
works. Yes. It affects us all. Yeah.
No, just the girls. Yeah.
First of all, I said there's like a freedom in being washed. That's what the truth is. I definitely have been washed since I was 20. I went bald at like 19. I know what being washed is. I'm like Bane.
You said you went bald?
You're right. I have luscious hair now. I see your confusion. You're like, well, what do you mean? You're a man with beautiful hair.
Yeah.
Tendrils. Tresemme locks. Yes, Tresemme locks right now. Honestly, I see a herbal essence.
I do.
I would love that.
They
are
looking
for
you
sick.
Right now, Bad.
That would be sick. Mm-hmm. That's what I occupy. I'm like, It's great.
Being, can we can we talk about going bald at 19? Like, sure. Now, are you swooping it from the back forward?
What was happening was I had the most vicious type of bald you can have, which is from the front, doesn't look that bad, but you just have an ever-growing kind of bald spot that's betraying you.
In the back.
So in the front, I'm like, you know, I'm in the mirror, like, kind of swooping it Ricky Martin style just right to cover any, like, you know, anything going on. And from one angle in the mirror directly, I'm like, I have hair. And then I was just, like, having lunch at fucking, at the, like, you know, Commons or whatever, like, in the main building of the school. And people were like, yeah, somebody was like, talking about his friend who's going bald, he's like, yeah, you're handling it great, Stav. Oh, and no. I was like, what? What are you talking about? But I'm a man with beautiful hair. And that was brutal. That was, and this was like an autistic engineering guy. So he wasn't like, it's like, he just says this plain truth that other people know not to say out loud. So I was like, oh, if this guy's saying it, it
now,
is just
but
fact.
Now let's get into, is it autism or it's just keeping it 100?
No, like, this was I know what you mean. There are people that keep it 100. Mm-hmm. This was not. This is a guy who, like, it was like he couldn't really, he didn't like talking that much. He was finally kind of out of his shell. We were like, it was almost like we want to befriend this guy. I opened him up for him to just destroy me.
Yeah.
Because, like, I hadn't even considered my whole life. I was like, oh, well, I've just got thin hair. You know, like, that's what I said to myself when I started going because I had fine hair. And yeah, I opened him up. I befriended him just for him to destroy me. But
just for him to be like, nice patch right there.
Yeah, dude. It's tough. But it led me to buzz my head at that age. And you buy yourself some time with a buzz at the early signs of baldness. And especially at 19, it looks like a choice.
Yeah.
At 30, it doesn't.
Buzzing your hair at 19 is like, are you going to the army? Like, why is all your hair gone? Like, what's going on?
But that's what I'm saying. You're asking questions.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, sorry.
You know, I'm a man of mystery. Mm-hmm. Okay. You know why? Yeah, did this guy just come back from Iraq? Maybe.
You know, right. They saluting you. They clapping when you walk in. But not the autistic guy.
No,
he's bald.
He knew what was going on. But yes, no, he was not a guy who kept at 100, no. I mean, he did, but not in the same way you're describing. It's not a person of extreme honesty. Mm. But yeah, that was tough. And so, yeah, for a long time, I was kind of doing a very specific combing. And then I just fucking buzzed that shit. And now I'm taking the power back. Mm-hmm. Now I've decided.
As y'all do. Was the power ever gone? Like, the fuck?
Question. The fuck?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. This is one of the only types of, this is a very disrespected hairstyle. I'm trying to figure out a way.
It's disrespectful.
It's offensive. Is what it is. Who invited us on the pod, we both got on hats.
Yeah.
And you loose?
The fact that you didn't put your lace front on for us is upsetting.
Honestly. Can we get some baby hairs?
Yeah.
I curl them up just right. I get a little toothbrush.
Black History Month? You should have came correct. Right.
Next year, we'll have our annual Black History Month podcast. Yeah. And next year, I'm getting a lace front. And then we have to decide, is that racist or not?
That's a segment. Is that racist? Your people would love it. They would actually love it.
You know? Yeah. I think it would engender some nice debate in the comments. Mm. I have thought about becoming a wig guy. That's the next move. You know, I'm going to get bald pony, right? Mm. I had to cut it for something, unfortunately, so it slowed down the full bald ponytail.
You had to cut it. When you go get a haircut, do you do it here? Is it DIY? Or you go to a place and the people...
I had to play someone with short hair in a project.
Say that again. You had to play somebody with short hair.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I had, you know, I had a beautiful long. Let's not forget how long my hair used to be.
I know. Yeah, you almost donated some to me. You're right.
Yeah, the back left corner. That's all me.
Lots of love, Alkia.
That's how I give back.
Oh my god! You know, that's when I see Thor.
Thank you, Marie. That's what I'm going for.
You know what?
Thank
you. Thor's hammer.
I've long thought it would be a funny move to actually steal a move from the Black Woman playbook
whoa.
And just be wig guy.
The Kylie Jenners, Miley Cyrus, them bitches be wearing that stuff too.
That's true. So, you're right.
Sabrina
but
Carpenter
they,
hair is not that
they
big,
stole
yeah.
it. That's they. That was not their move at first.
Oh.
It eventually is trickling down, is all I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm trying to give you credit here. I'm not trying to, you know,
yeah,
usurp
but you know,
it.
Stuff. I feel like there's been a rise in men going, you know, to Turkey
right.
and going to get their hair plugs and stuff mm-hmm. here if they have money. Like,
sure.
Why not get you a
Why not get plugged up?
Yeah. You already did a buzz.
Okay, but I've been looking at the plugs, Marie, and...
You think you can tell?
Yeah, you don't know.
I don't know.
It's a hit or miss.
Sure, definitely.
Some of them, it's like, oh, you got to go back to Turkey. You got to live in Turkey.
Yeah. You have to
you
open a Turkish restaurant.
Turn to your passport, baby. You can't be walking around, you know, Bed-Stuy with that.
Well, you can't get Groupon hair. You got to get, if you want
Absolutely.
It to look good, you got to spend mm-hmm. good money.
Yeah, but even still, it's
like, I would splurge.
You would splurge.
I would splurge if
it.
I had to.
You got
but.
It.
I don't philosophically. I don't want to.
But what do you mean? You if you have to, what would? Why would you have?
Why
to
you don't
do
think you got to right now?
Stop. Remember when you didn't have a tooth? When did you have to get a tooth? That's what I want to know. Let's get there.
I think a couple years into being toothless, I was like, this has gone on long enough. You know, I mean, I have longer on the haircut though.
It was definitely your brand. It was a choice,
mm-hmm.
and I mean. I think, Sydney, you got to think about it like this.
Oh, yeah.
Girls are still giving him some.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Regularly.
I do what
so
the
I
market
you
dictates.
Bitches. What was wrong with y'all?
Don't worry. We're going to get into them in a minute. So, you about to see what's
Let's
wrong
Let's take
them.
Our time, sis. Yeah.
Maybe having you on at the same time was a mistake. Because separately, I can figure this out. But you've got me two on one right now.
Well, you've been on the pod, and you talked about having two girls at the same
that is
damn
true.
Time. So
on the first incarnation of the pod, what's it now? What's it called now?
So mess.
Mess.
It's mess.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Which, I mean, we're
yeah.
laying
I'd love,
it on thick here.
I'm
yeah.
coming. Yeah, I will mm-hmm. definitely do the pod. Mm-hmm. But yes, that is, I definitely was the way that bit was born, this threesome bit that I ended my first special with, was just telling it to you guys on your podcast.
Isn't that
it had
so
it
funny?
Had happened freshly. And I was like, this is crazy.
Did we get a credit or anything? Did we
I should have given you a special thanks.
Thank you.
I should have given you a special thanks.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Crazy.
I'm sorry. You didn't get a special thanks on a YouTube video. I'll get you on the next one.
This is one where you were in that like there was like a buffalo behind you or something.
Yeah, the lodge live at the lodge room.
The lodge
in LA.
Yeah.
It used to be a Masonic temple.
It really paired well with everything that you had going on.
Thank you, thank you. I do like that, but I love doing that special.
And then you got on Netflix, so, mm-hmm. you know, that's also kind of us.
There was nothing for, we didn't riff any threesome stories out on that
YouTube
one.
YouTube to get to the Netflix, so.
And it's always a black woman uplifting mm-hmm. that.
just like Elvis, Steel.
I start doing your act.
Where's that history book? Page 52 in the book.
Exactly. Worth me and Sydney the help.
Uh-huh. Who's Viola?
Who's Viola Davis?
Oh, cool. I like that. I like that we're both number one on the call sheet. Yeah.
We both gonna be late, yeah. but we both number one on the call sheet.
You're so right. I fucked mm-hmm. up so bad.
It's okay. You'll
on the next
bad.
One. Mm-hmm. On the next one.
What's the next one? Hulu?
Let's see, you know, whoever opens up the pocketbooks, you know, it's time to get paid for these specials. We've been giving them out.
Is that?
But no, Netflix didn't pay you. Don't do that.
It was good, but it wasn't like, it was more of a prove that you should be on Netflix kind of deal instead of a like, you know, now we've got the Stavi's World Empire, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you do because...
Thank you, Aldous.
It is an empire because the only person who recognized me when I was in London last year was someone from your podcast.
And let's remember that for the rest of this show,
wow.
by the
no,
way.
No.
Let's see
because
how we act.
I'm a medium-sized deal in London.
Yeah.
But this guy came up to me and I was like, oh, sir, I don't have any change. He's like, no.
I loved you on Stavi's World.
And I was like, oh, I still don't have any change.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, y'all people got passports? Look at that. Good for them. I'm proud of them.
We got shout out to the Londoners over there.
Mm-hmm.
London, Australia. People listen to podcasts wherever they speak English. It that does always surprise me that just this has overseas fans.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It's shocking what people listen to when they're in their car or they're on the way to, I don't know, Trader Joe's on the train.
Yeah.
And it's us just talking about Mm-hmm. Hairlines and Viola Davis.
Yeah. Hairlines and Viola Davis is the title of this episode. Yeah.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
You seen any real bad ones? Are you thinking of anything in particular?
Bad hair?
But yeah, because you said like some of the plugs are bad.
Well, you know, they be traveling very freely now, these guys. Yeah, like, they don't weigh.
That is true. They have the weird fucked up dots.
Yeah, they don't put the hair scarf on. Because, like, I was walking.
Sir, where is your bandana?
I'm in JFK. And this guy has this weird cut in the back. Yeah. And I was like, oh, that's a strange way to do this.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking, like, maybe it's, like, a very low buzz cut. Mm-hmm. Maybe, you know, the barber, he has shaky arm or something like that. It was not good. Move to the front, all of this.
Wow, yeah.
Just dot.
The dots, walking around with the dots is kind of crazy.
At the airport?
At the airport, Marie.
You don't want airport air?
I think even, some of it had, like, blood in it. It was nasty. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But that's the thing. That's the freedom of being a man. It's like, I got the work done, and what, bitch? Like,
yeah, we have normalized hair plugs to an extent that I'm not comfortable with. I think there should be shame in it. Yeah. I think you should do it under the cover of night and try and hide it from as many people as possible.
And you should pop out when it's
when it's full, yeah.
Like, hit us in 4 or 5 months.
Yeah, come out with a nice comb over.
No.
Come out with a full Jimmy Neutron, you know, before
come
then.
Come out with the Johnny Bravo. Yeah. Sit in the dark by yourself.
Yeah.
I was at a Fashion Week party the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy was like, he just started talking about how he just got his hair done in LA.
Mm.
And I was like, oh, okay, it looks cool. And he was like, do you want to see the before pictures?
Oh,
and I was like, of course.
Yeah.
So he showed them to me, and then he puts his phone away. We're talking, something else happens. He has to pull his phone back out. The hair plug photo pops up first, and he's embarrassed.
Right.
Oh, I can't believe that popped up. You just showed it to me with no problems.
Yeah. Right. You're going to show me anyway.
And he's like, yeah, but I didn't want them to see.
I respect them.
You know what? I'm actually here for them coming out with it and just being free, because then it's promoting for other guys to actually do it.
Okay.
So it's free promotion. Sure. And it's like, let's not be afraid. Let's not wait in the closet with, mm-hmm. you know, no hairline. Let's be out with, you know, these bleeding plugs.
Yeah.
Hair plugs is a BBL for men.
Yeah, it is.
It is normalizing plastic surgery overall. If guys are getting that, it's like, well, you can't be mad about somebody getting a BBL or tits or whatever.
And they need it. It's like,
you don't want to look at it.
It's like, let's just do it. Like, stop wearing the hat. Stop covering it. Stop painting it. Put spray paint. They're spray painting.
No, they're getting units. They're getting a piece glued on. Like,
and then I want to try that too. That's funny. That's a funny move to just buzz this and then get like a sick, like, and then somebody gives you a scissor cut. Like,
I want you to have like an asymmetrical situation happening. You know, that like that white mom that be at Walmart that has a black boyfriend with four kids. I want you to be
like 8+8.
Yeah.
The hair, my son's name is Jaden, that kind of haircut.
Oh god, yeah.
Jaden and Brayden.
That would be perfect. A fucking sick look, honestly.
Yes.
That would be a fucking sick look.
With the streaks and everything.
Speaking to the manager immediately.
Yeah.
That would be very fun, and I will do that at some point.
Now, can I see a picture of what she looks like now? Because
I think,
do we think she's still rocking that hair?
No, that's over. I think it's right there on the left.
That was just a character.
Is she on TikTok? She does have what you're saying, though. Like, now she's going extensions with it. It looks like
she's getting more in line with where she needs to be. That was so dated. That felt like 2003.
That was a wild move.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's crazy that was how Housewives looked. And she wasn't even that old. She's 43 now.
No. That wasn't Housewives. This, specifically this woman with mad kids
on
TLC.
Right.
Well, if I had 8 kids, I think I would be ripping my hair out too. There's no way.
Yeah.
Wasn't the guy also like taking a four-wheeler to get pussy like next door or something like that? Wasn't he cheating?
Probably. You know, you can't give a man fame.
The biggest misconception is the reason for the divorce that I cheated on my wife, but I didn't. He says that, though. The rumors that his now ex having an extramarital affair were true.
Oh,
he says she
cheated.
Was cheating on him. She was getting that weird little bob yanked around. It wasn't him.
There's hope for everybody.
That's a freak ass bob. Yeah.
She's like, why you think it looked like that? Somebody blew my back out, babe.
This side was smushed in the pillow.
You know, when somebody was ripping it from the side and hitting it from the back, that's why it looked like the way it does.
That makes a lot of sense. That makes a lot of sense.
All right, well.
Interesting, yeah. That is so funny that those people were fucking celebrities. They were just on a weird TLC show and they became famous.
Yeah, John and Kate plus eight.
But it's for some reason it made more sense than like now where you're online and just anybody like from Nebraska
right.
is just chatting, just putting out all their business, their family secrets. That's and then true. Like, they're blowing up and it's like,
okay, story like, time.
Yeah.
Just doing their makeup and talking about a horrific thing their grandfather did.
Get ready with me while I prepare to go get my driver's license. So when my grandfather died, my dad was there. She's like crimping her.
Yeah. It is. That is. But you're right. At least we had, there were some gatekeepers in which weird random people got famous back in the day.
Not giving the producers any like, crazy credit, but I do feel like there was a method to their madness, and now it's a full-blown like free-for-all. It's a buffet for sure.
Absolutely.
A celebrity.
And we just learn something about it. It's beyond 15 minutes. It's like someone's famous as hell for like 10, like one day it's over, and then it's like, I mean, the Hawk Tour girl was the funniest one.
I was just about where to bring
was,
her up.
She, it looked like it was actually going to stick, and then she did like a weird, she did
she
that
like
weird.
She stole money from a bunch of people?
Wait, what happened? No, I didn't hear that.
She made some kind of fake, like, cryptocurrency coin.
How does she do that? She can barely talk on the mic.
Yeah, I know.
And now she's into cryptocurrency?
I don't know. It's like some classic thing that everyone does where it's like, or like a lot of like shitty celebrities do where they like, hey guys, I'm creating my own crypto. And all they do is pump up the value of it. And then as soon as all their dumb fans buy it, they sell all their stocks. And then it just plummets. And she basically did this. And imagine being the kind of fucking idiot that's like, Haley Hawktua Welch is who I'm going to take financial advice from. And by the way, what pissed me off about her, there's no documented evidence that she's even good at sucking dick. She just made one joke about sucking dick, and she doesn't seem like, if I had to guess out of a lineup, I wouldn't be like, now that's some kind of,
think she looked like she could
monster.
Give good sloppy toppy?
Not really. I don't think so.
She got them eyes that look like they kind of glaze over when she do it.
I mean, she looks dumb, but.
I think what she said was full-blown SoCo Lime. Just, it was liquor talking. It didn't seem like that was really her.
It didn't seem like it was in her.
But it was funny at the time, but it was just like, how was she able to take this so, like, stretch it?
I know.
Because if you skinny and blonde and a white lady, they are like.
That's true. That helps, but she's not even that. I mean, she's like fine. She's average looking.
Yeah, but I'm not saying you have to be hot.
Right.
Just
to
be a skinny blonde girl, that's it.
And she talks like Butters. Have you heard her talk? Like when she gives her opinion on anything, it's so funny. I mean, she is just a stupid. She's not her fault. She's some dumb. Like 23 years.
Okay, I was with you, but you said it said stupid and dumb. Like, She is, though.
She's like an uneducated 20
but
whatever.
You're a man that's saying this.
I'm also stupid.
Okay,
what are you talking about?
He's also stupid and dumb.
I'm stupid and dumb. And I, but I at least can, my podcast, it's a little more entertaining than Hawktua Talk or whatever.
Talk Tua. Now she had a podcast. So she just fell off the grid after
I think she just did another one recently. She's back on.
Yeah, I saw that she like broke her silence. But I think after the coin dropped, like people were mad at her within 24 hours.
Yeah, because they lost their life savings. Yeah. But again, imagine what I just said about how dumb she is. Everyone who purchased that is 8 times dumber than she is.
But do we think adults were buying it, or we think people were putting their college tuition money into that?
I don't know.
I don't know how you get wrapped up in a Hawktua coin. Like
Hawktua coin. It don't even roll off the tongue.
But imagine being in a bathroom stall, coked out of your mind. You're like, you know, I heard about Hawktua.
You know, I'm trying to diversify my portfolio.
Yeah, exactly.
With Hawktua coin.
I think also just that's how much people like the thought of getting their dick sucked. That it's like, that the fact that it's even just kind of related to the joke about sucking dick, they're like, you know, I like her.
Does it have that much power? Cool. I don't think it had, like, I even think, like, sex work and all that stuff, it's gone down. Like,
no, what are you talking
about? They still making money.
They're making money, but I feel like they were making more at a time.
I think now's a golden age for
really?
It.
Really?
Absolutely.
Well, you know what it is? I ain't paying for it. I don't know. You know, sure. I don't know about this world.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Yeah, when
I know
it comes
there's
to
a girl on TikTok that's in Australia that's mm-hmm. making, like, so much money a day.
That's what I'm saying.
A blue-eyed Kayla or something like that. She's been talking about getting railed and doing anal nice. And splish splash.
And you decided not to support her endeavors?
No. I clearly can't afford her.
Women not supporting women.
I think it's a golden age. I feel like every, if you're comfortable with doing, even if you don't even have to do like anything crazy, I feel like I know people who just like, have a pretty tame, sometimes it's not even OnlyFans, it's like other sites where they just like show picture of their tits or something and they make hysterical amounts of money.
Really?
Yeah. If you have a fan base,
yeah.
Every guy who follows you because of their, you know, how fucking animalistic dudes are like, oh, I guess I like her videos. Oh, I'd like to see her tits. And then it's like, and then if it costs you like $4 or whatever, you're like, fuck it, I'll just pay $4. And then it's like, if 10,000 of those guys just filter in and out, you kind of
10,000.
And this
times
is how
four
you become a pimp because the way you're
a
saying
million
it,
dollars.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the pitch I make to them.
Yeah.
when I sign them up.
It's like
I'm sitting here like, okay. I'm what my male
you'd make a killing. I'm not saying do it, but I'm just saying that is how it works. Like anyone who does any kind of niche content, it's like they'll all just end up selling some kind of.
Well, yeah, that's what happened with what's that girl? The Cash Me Outside girl.
Yeah, oh my God. She made like
the
$10 million
money.
A month or something crazy.
Yeah.
She made like $50 million on OnlyFans.
She made a lot.
Yeah.
She made like the most.
Cindy's starting to do some math now.
She was like. She's like, bad baby?
Bad baby, yeah. It's
she
insane.
She made the most money on OnlyFans.
It's where have
like
I
fucking
been?
Crazy. I don't know.
You ain't been on OnlyFans.
Nah, sure haven't you.
Yeah, couch surf.
Not in there. Titty was on yeah. there.
She like posts her like receipts and stuff.
Don't do image search, you fucking freak. Let's look up the amount of money.
No.
$52 million.
$52 million.
And that was in 2002. Like, that was like
that
2 years,
after
3 years
pandemic.
Ago.
How old is she?
I mean,
I want to say it happened like right after she
she turned 18 and she immediately made an
yeah,
OnlyFans.
Yeah, and people were like, yes.
Yeah, which is fucking wild.
We've been waiting since 16.
Yeah, some wild shit has been said about,
damn.
You know.
I don't know. It's like, how do you get there? Like, for my entire life of like, mm-hmm. you know, even after having a birthday, I was like, man, I never was like, how do I get to that point?
Sure.
Of like, so because
maybe that's why you here with
that's
us.
That's why. Yeah. I'm sitting on this goddamn couch.
That's why you just got your own apartment.
Thank you. Have a great day. Whatever you do with the pod. It's trash. It ain't shit.
Brie, I can't believe you're laughing. Well, Sydney, if you had been on OnlyFans, you would have had
a house. Yeah.
We'd be doing this in your guest house where you have your podcast studio right now.
I know. Well, you're doing pretty well and
thank
you're
you.
Here.
That's true.
But well, you're true. Modest. You're modest.
I'm modest. Yeah. Well,
don't
I also
you own a house?
In Baltimore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. See?
Yeah.
See, that's not that bad. Yeah, and I didn't have to show, you know, I didn't have to show my little ass dick.
Yeah.
But also,
I mean, you've been naked in that calendar for years.
That is true.
Years.
I guess I kind of have been doing lo-fi OnlyFans. Yeah.
Wait, you've been
I'm not
showing your whole body for
I'm
since
not judging
we've
it.
Known you.
Yeah. I'm pro.
Damn,
I'm pro.
You're bad baby.
I'm bad baby on a very smaller scale. Yeah. Yeah.
Big baby.
Yeah, I am big baby. Unfortunately.
Grande baby. Damn.
Yeah, ooh, grande bambino. Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that was crazy. I
can't believe
you
fucking
dragging
said
each other
that.
Like this
yeah.
up here.
But what's the that? Thing is that it's not, like when I came on here before, it's not just me. It's like, it's really hard to get an apartment.
Of course.
In New York
no, I'm
City.
Relax, dude.
No,
I'm
no,
fucking
no,
with you.
No, no, no.
Even the curtains was laughing. And I don't like that shit. I don't like that. You got my main girl over here laughing.
This is fucking awesome.
I'm like, it ain't that funny.
You know what? This is good. But you together at the same time, there's low lows, but there's high highs. It was like, I get it. I get it, but I also could give it. There's a multiplier on the on the roast as well.
Yeah. I saw everybody just in unison, and that actually enraged me.
I had to slide my mic to the side.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
How's it going? Have you done some nice interior decorating?
Oh, I ain't got no curtains, but it's beautiful. I love it. It's so nice.
We're happy for
Amazon?
You.
We have these. Yeah.
These are, yeah, I don't know, probably.
I don't.
Those are sound, some kind of sound
curtains.
Marie,
you see where I'm at. It's not Astoria. I mean, you know, you know, Brooklyn curtains. Not,
sure, sure. Yeah. Well, you don't have any right now. So, again, let's just kind of.
Right. Queens curtains exist. Yeah.
Yeah. But if you don't know this, like people who are in, I feel like a certain tax bracket, a lot of them have curtains wide open all the time.
They
want people to see.
They need people to see how much better than them.
Yes, they are.
Interesting.
Also, I'll just say this. As somebody who has known white people my entire life, y'all don't believe in curtains at all.
Yeah.
Blinds, curtains, y'all
That's not true.
I have driven through many a neighborhood that I can't afford to be in.
Yeah.
All I'm looking at is chandeliers and no curtains.
Interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Artwork, everything. Sure. I see, like, we see everything.
On display.
And then
it's
you'll
real
be
easy to scope the place out.
Yeah. And then it'll be on New York where I'm like, I just can't believe I got robbed. It's like, well, we've been casing your shit for fucking weeks and
just,
months.
Just on the bus every day, I see it. I start, the windows are open.
I'm getting my Ocean's 13 together. I'm like, I got a flexible friend. I got a friend in the van.
Sure. You need the guy in the van on the headset.
Mm-hmm.
You get need a hacker.
Mm-hmm.
You need somebody to be like, hold on, let me. This is gonna be real hard to decrypt.
Yeah, absolutely.
You gotta have that person who's the decoy.
Of course, do the distraction.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they fall. They, you know.
That would be Marie. Marie, I don't think you'd be a good decoy.
Really?
Yeah.
Who's the one that's gonna do the heist? You?
Nah,
it don't
no.
feel like
you're
it.
The decoy. The I think you're the decoy.
Marie, you're the decoy.
No,
I think
not,
you're the
no,
decoy.
No, Marie, you would not be doing because you'd be going through your purse looking for all the gadgets.
Why would I bring?
Yeah,
why would
she'd
I bring
realize
my
it was at her house?
Why would I bring my purse to the heist?
You're gonna have a heist
I'm
bag.
Showing up in a fanny pack or a little backpack
no,
stuck to my back.
You can't have an outfit backpack. And a look.
A parachute backpack.
Yeah, okay, maybe. Yeah, all right, maybe.
Okay, maybe we need a third friend.
Yeah, we gotta have another friend.
Who's gonna do the heist?
Two friends. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm probably in the van.
No, he's in the van.
Oh, yeah. You're
he
right.
He looks like a van
Eldis
guy,
Eldis is
actually.
The guy.
He'll be a
yeah.
perfect van guy.
Then we're fucked.
Yeah.
Eldis, all the fucking alarms go off. He's like, oh, fuck, my bad. Give me a second.
He's like, I'm turning off the water.
No, he's putting on the sound effect.
Okay, we got a good four. We got four people.
Yeah, we got, yeah.
This is actually
Faustin's four.
Faustin's four, actually.
That has a nice little ring to it.
Should we write the show? We need to be in a lab right now.
Call Hulu up
right now.
Tell them we'll be done with the idea by noon tomorrow.
Yeah.
If we don't get distracted.
Okay.
We will.
Yeah.
Somebody get their strongest addies and let's do it.
I have a couple somewhere laying around.
A couple? Oh, no. We don't want. You. I know. It's
loose
been in
Adderall?
It's been in a random, like, jean jacket. The weather has been fucked. It's been
well, I've been
humidified.
Sober for a year,
like, no.
So it's they're at least a
You've
year
been
old.
Sober, so know nothing.
Know nothing.
Oh.
Okay, give them one of the claps.
Yeah.
Come on.
I'm going back. Don't get me wrong. I just wanted to do the 35th year of my life fully sober. So
wait, how old are you?
I'm 35 right now. I'm about to turn 36.
You look terrible.
It's actually Eldis' birthday today.
No way!
And it's mine tomorrow.
That's your right.
Your birthdays are that close?
I know, it's weird.
That's terrible.
Oh my God, you guys one are really apart. Like soulmates.
Did you celebrate your birthdays together as kids?
No, but it was nice because really. we got to go back to back parties, you know, because as little kids, we didn't have like joint parties, but you know, eldest often was like the warm up party in his little fucked up apartment.
The opener? Yeah. Damn. Yeah.
It was me and eldest and our buddy, the mysterious Big P.
Yep.
We would often be eating, you know, pizzas at eldest's house, watching, you know, playing Nintendo, watching. You had cable before us. So there we were watching go. Like
who's okay, poor rich? Now?
That's the one thing you had on us. Relax.
And some hype.
At the time, that's the fucked up thing. At the time, until like when we were like little kids, we were like the two big kids in our class.
Oh.
And then Eldis just kept. He just fucking destroyed me.
Good for you.
Yeah. My sister's been going through some old home videos, and she sent me a video of Stav when he was like 8. We're all just hanging around my parents' room on the computer, and Stav was like, my mom was holding the camera, and he was like, "We're fat people, and we're proud of it."
You know what? That's America.
Where is that? You need to post that
we
video.
We do. Yeah, we do. You know why? Because Eldest's mom always fat shamed us because we were crushing pizzas. We were like...
You were like putting 3 slices together.
No, we were destroying
she was
snacks.
Like, she was like, say it again. And then he said it and you hear it in the behind the camera like, ew.
That's his mom being like, ew.
Well, her bullying you didn't help.
No.
Shout out to moms who fat shame.
She was awesome, yeah. And I remember every time I would see her, she'd be like, "You're handsome, but you're too fat." But she would say all that stuff, and then me and Els would sit down for breakfast, and she would cook us each an 8 egg omelet.
Yeah.
Like it was not, you know, she was shaming us, but providing all the snacks.
Yeah. That's what moms do.
That is true. It was
they're
a
like,
nice
you're not
going
to eat, you're going to disappear. Yeah. And then you get big, and they'd be like, "Oh, no.
You need to disappear.
You need to go on a diet."
Okay, let's do, we every time you're on Sydney, we do the like Sydney's life checkup. Things seem on the up and up. You got an apartment. Everything's good.
Life is good. Life is sweet.
You've been here when things have been low. Let's celebrate when things are high.
And this is the thing.
What's
it's
this?
Okay if you bring up your past, but when people
remember
when you a fucking crackhead?
Oh, I see. Right. I see. Like, you're fucking like, now you're shy.
Now you're shy. Sydney, you should be bragging about yourself in your life right now.
I thought this was positive. I'm trying to celebrate my pal.
It was crazy because Marie the other day, I was like, yo, this time last year, I was going to New Jersey to a guy's house.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Power. This is a huge...
And look at you now.
This is a
Queens.
Huge upgrade. Yeah.
Well, the guy with power. Ooh, yes. No, you're right.
See? What a difference a year makes.
Everything is better. Yeah,
I loved it. I mean, literally, I feel like this is the worst year for the world.
Yes.
Sure.
But personally, going to be the best year of my life.
I love that. Yeah. What do you got? What do you got? Any big plans?
It just feels like the universe wants me to win.
Okay.
So I'm saying yes.
You casually mentioned being at a fashion week party like it wasn't anything.
Oh, yeah. Kiki Palmer was there. We're best friends.
No way. How was it?
She didn't see me. Bestie. Is that my bestie in a
Tessie?
Like, yes. It is.
The gag is.
We're best friends.
There you go,
no,
dude.
I feel good. I feel like, you know that scene in The Matrix when he finally believes he's the one?
Oh, at the very end?
He can see all the zeros and the ones.
Yeah.
I feel like that's how I'm moving through life
really?
Right now. I'm like, oh, I see how all of this works.
Nice.
None of this matters.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So none of this matters is your big takeaway?
Yeah, none of this matters.
I like that. A little nihilism.
Damn, when I thought that, I was for sure on drugs. But I want to have that same feeling, but sober. But it's hard.
It is hard to be, yeah. Well, Marie,
because it's a self-awareness. That's the thing. I think you have to be, you know, delusional and have your peripherals off.
Right.
To, like, really bask in the, like you said, like, nothing matters, you know.
Nice.
But if you... think for a little bit of like what is currently going on, it kind of
you can't think about what's going on.
Yeah, you can't think about what's going on. Yeah, Y'all white people do it. How do y'all, you know, succeed in life? Just, I feel like you don't think about what's really going on. And you just keep your head down and move.
No, yeah. Steph said it's up because he don't want nobody to see his bald spot.
I'm like, yeah. What's up, guys?
It sounds like this.
No, I'm free the nipple movement. I'm the free the bald spot movement.
Free the bald spot.
Just let it go.
Get merch.
Take
now.
As many pictures from behind me as you want. I don't care. I like that fucked up little crown of baldness.
But me saying none of this matters is good for me. You move through the world like none of this matters.
Yeah,
that's the difference.
True, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like
people who are too focused on how other people perceive them or what is like, those people are miserable because they're in their head.
For sure.
That's what it is. Yeah, and I wouldn't say I'm miserable. It's more like I'm too caught up in the thinking of, you know, when you're, you know, when people like play chess, mm-hmm. and you see them sitting there and they're like, girl, in it. That's,
you play chess? Come on, Queen.
I was gonna let it slide. Are for the kidding? Record, Sydney, I was gonna let it slide.
You said, we fall down, but we get up. What are we doing here?
You said, you know,
do we need to take a meeting? Do we need to, excuse us?
Sidebar.
He said, when he says something, you know,
you want to come in. And girl, he said, you know how, like, when you play chess? I'm like, girl, when have you played chess?
You mean you aren't supposed to say that, bitch.
Okay, you know how, like, when you play Uno?
No.
And you trying to say that.
Because he doesn't play Uno.
Uno is a game amongst all races. Oh, yeah. Thank
no,
you very
it's
much.
Not, it's
yes,
not
it
culturally
is.
Yeah. For y'all.
Yeah.
I've never seen y'all dismantle a whole family over Uno.
Yeah, I mean, we don't even need the card game to get in a fist fight in my family. We don't even, that's, yeah, we don't need the setup. That's it could just be petty squabbles. Yeah, well, that's
family.
Good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful.
God damn.
Fighting my family is, I wouldn't know because I don't talk to them. But,
yeah.
I would like to spice it up a bit.
You know, what sense?
You know, when you're like, oh, I was fighting with my mom. Sure. And it's like, she did. So it's like, my sister asked me for money. Oh, she's blocked. Like, it's I don't have to.
You had the fights. The fights are, you had some big ones is what it comes down to.
Mm.
Seems like you won the fights.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I didn't. I only had one crazy fight at a funeral for me to be like, oh, everybody's shocked.
At a funeral.
Yeah.
But that's peak dysfunctional.
Yeah, that really is. Can't even put
fight
it aside.
At the funeral, coffin tilted to the side.
Lift your side up. You're like, come on, dude.
This is what's wrong. You never hold up your end.
That's what it is.
The fucking body flops out.
And it was like, whoo! See, you didn't help Dad when he was alive or dead. Yeah.
There you go. You let him down one last time. You disappointed him one last time.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
McCrispy strips are now at McDonald's. Tender, juicy, and its own sauce. Would you look at that? Well, you can't see it, but trust me, it looks delicious. New McCrispy strips, now at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
It sounds like we have a lot of, knowledge amongst the three of us. A lot of emotional baggage that we can send to our beautiful listeners. Don't you think, Eldis?
Yeah.
God, I love it.
And again, here at the halfway point, anything you guys want to plug? The pod, of course, Mess.
Of course, we here for Mess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We here for Mess. Marie has Why Are You Single?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
you,
yeah.
Aren't you single? You should bring his ass on there.
I'd come on, yeah, when I'm back.
Yeah, but you're never really here.
Oh, I'll be back in May. I'll be back in May, and I'm actually going to stay in New York.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I think for your episode in May, mm-hmm. I'll have you be like the dater, and I'll have three women competing.
I'd love that.
To show that they have the least amount of red flags for you.
Ooh, perfect.
And that's not his type. He wants a red flag.
Oh, no, no, no. Everyone that's booked will be covered in red flags. Yeah. But it'll be people that are like, you know, you'll just be there to judge them, and at the end, you'll, because the whoever has the most red flags wins.
Oh, love that.
So, yeah.
Have just go on one of the worst dates of all time afterwards.
I mean, it might change your life.
Have you had any, has any romance come out of your show?
Oh, I'm sure.
Have people dated?
None that I know of.
Yeah.
Because the show was never made for me to help people find love. It was for me to, you know, kind of drag them a little bit in front of 400 people. But like, everybody in the audience gets a red flag. We all hear stuff and we be like, ah!
Right.
At the end, it's like, oh, we all kind of do some of the stuff that we judged.
Of course.
That's it.
All right.
That's fun. Like, that's what dating should be about. It should not be like dissecting stuff. It should just be like, this is all silly. We're figuring it out.
But apparently it's hard. Like,
it is hard.
It's hard. I have always been like, if it's too hard, I'm not going to do it.
Mm.
I don't want to do too much work. But
I see.
We had a conversation yesterday about the work that goes into relationships. And I was like, oh, that sounds like a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah.
So much work. You're like, oh, this is another job.
I got to consider you. I got to check in on you.
Yeah.
If I don't talk to you for a whole day, now that's hurt your feelings?
No, you can't do that.
I can't fall off the grid?
No, you can't do that.
No, now you're offended.
You're mad. Yes, no, you cannot do that. Or you didn't initiate a check-in? What? That's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't heard from you at 3 o'clock. Hey, I woke up at 1. What the fuck?
I'm just getting my bearings. Yeah. The sun from the I finally got enough day. I don't get natural sunlight until 3 p.m. in my curtainless apartment, and it just the afternoon sun just woke me up.
Talking about yourself?
Oh, you're just kind of about me. Just kind of generally, no one in particular. Yeah.
Okay.
What's the last girlfriend that you had?
Legitimate girlfriend?
Or the last person you dated that you were like, I care about this one.
It's been a while.
You don't know.
It's been a while. A couple years probably.
Ooh.
I've been married to the game, thank you very much. You know?
I was gonna say something crazy. I'm not.
You can go ahead.
No.
Whisper it into the mic.
No.
So only the listeners hear it.
I'm an invisible ink it to you.
You can tell off air, I would love to hear the crazy thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I've been working insanely hard the last couple of years, and that's part of why I want to go. That's why, and I haven't lived in New York. I haven't really like been able to have an actual social life, and even not even dating, just like social life. Like I see my friends. I've seen you guys from podcasting. Like I've seen all my friends more on the podcast than I have like out after a show hanging out or whatever. So I want to get that back. I think we've worked enough. You know what I mean? Like I can.
Aren't you getting ready to get on the road?
Yeah, when I get back, though, I mean, like, I get back in May, and I want to get a different apartment. Like, this apartment has turned into my office, and it's not relaxing to be here.
So you're going
to
get another apartment?
I'm just going to get a place I can actually live in.
You're going to have this and that.
We'll probably keep this as a studio until I figure out if I want to, like, stay in Manhattan or if I want to come back to Queens or whatever.
Oh, you'll go to Manhattan.
I want
to
try it out.
I want to see you get an apartment, man.
Yeah.
I want to see them go through your papers.
Sex in the city, yeah. Stop.
Yeah. Exactly.
Just Adidas sobbing. I couldn't help but wonder.
Yeah.
And I was wondering, who was going to DM me a picture of her tits on Instagram?
The show. We need to be in a writer's room.
We do.
What the hell?
We do need to just reboot Sex of the City. I'm Carrie. You guys are both there. Eldest is
Miranda.
Yeah, Eldest is Miranda. Eldest is for sure Miranda. Yeah. Sorry.
No, I don't even get Charlotte.
No. Not even close. You're definitely not. Don't you? No, no. The sound effects are in service of the show. You don't get to editorialize, Eldest.
All right. We all saw it was Miranda.
Steve.
Fuck. Poor Steve.
Poor Steve. Is right.
What a guy. All right. Let's see what we got here, Eldest.
Hey, Stavi, Eldest, and guest. the question I want to ask you guys is, my sister is dating somebody who has not been working for about a year. Me and my mom, we send my sister money a lot because she works at a train museum and, surprise, surprise, California state jobs. I mean, they don't always pay good. Sometimes they pay very shit.
Yeah, I mean, she works at a train museum.
Like, now my sister... Like,
it's not an essential part of the state government. I mean, it's a cool job, but of course.
Do they even have trains in California?
Yeah. I've never seen a train.
She ain't got no job.
I think she probably made up that job. That's why they're saving her money. They need to look into this fucking job.
Like, now my sister, she's always going to surgery for, like... Ooh. Different ovarian kind of stuff.
Damn.
And she's going into surgery again this month. And at the same time, they're moving to one of the shittiest fucking areas in Sacramento, bro. Mm. I mean, we all know Sacramento sucks, but fucking there's really bad fucking spots in there.
Okay.
But yeah, this dude, he had a job when they started dating, but he quit that. I think he got fired because he just stopped going. Mm-hmm. And then he got another job at fucking Kim's Crab Shack. And on his first day, he had a panic attack and fucking quit.
Mm.
I mean, dude, not having a job for a few weeks while you're looking for one is totally fine. But, bro, when you're dating a girl and she has to pay for all your shit.
Yeah, that's nuts.
And her family members are also paying for your shit. Mm-mm. Like, dude. I want to stomp this dude out, but I know that's not right.
That's what you should be doing. You should be writing
and
stuff.
I'm thinking I can fucking talk right. to him.
You should be in jiu-jitsu
man.
Class. You should be getting ready, bro.
You should be... you should be training, Brian. Instead of writing stuff.
Let's finish him out here, Eldest. Mm-hmm.
You know, cut the bullshit. Tired of hearing my mom bitch about this dude. I'm tired of bitching about this dude.
Yeah.
Needs to fucking grow up. They're older than me. That's all, dog. That's
older
all.
Older than you.
Side note, I befriended a Bosnian coworker with some good old Albanian racism, and that was kind of cool. Thank you, guys. Bye.
Fuck out of here.
Now, wait a minute. Hold on now.
Albanian racism?
What?
He's saying his Bosnian friend talks about how bad Albanians are. So it's that classic, the Balkans thinking they're better than each other when they're the exact same type of guy.
They're all cousins.
That's always fun.
Hey, although I will racism, and I was like, what?
Yeah.
She blacked out.
Yeah, I did.
It's white on white racism, okay. Don't worry.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, as you were. Send me at ease.
You're right. I'm going to stomp that guy.
Let's see here.
Giving money to the sister who's giving money to this guy, you already know what you need to do, and you got to that conclusion while you were leaving that voicemail.
I mean, it's also like, she's his older sister, and at a certain point, this isn't your problem. Like, I know it's like, it's kind of, what, does he still live with his mom? Like, what's, there's
it
a lot
like
I'm
he's still
curious.
With the mom.
There's a lot I'm curious about here, right?
Where stuff it's like, is not adding up.
A lot's not adding,
up
here.
The surgeries every time. I don't know. Yeah. No surgeries. The job.
The train museum.
He ain't got no job. How is this all? They're moving to Sacramento? Like, who just moves to Sacramento?
I think they probably live already in Sacramento.
They're
that's
moving
where the,
to shittier
that's where the state
train
museum is. And they're moving to a shittier part of Sacramento.
Okay.
But yeah, you're right. A lot's not adding up here. Like, how serious are these health problems, number one?
What's their insurance?
What's the insurance situation?
I don't think the train museum has.
Who knows though? If she's a state employee, she might actually have good. She might have a bad salary, but
good
she
benefits. Might have to work enough hours to get that though.
Yeah, who knows? But I am
a real job in a while. But
yeah, I mean, none of us have.
Like, oh my god, the hours.
Yeah. but like, I am a little. She's older than you, and this is ultimately like, yes, obviously this guy sucks, but like. Have you had a conversation with your sister? And the hard part is, we've all been there when somebody...
No, fight that man. Yeah, don't talk to your sister. Beat that nigga's ass.
He's not tricked. Yes. He doesn't have it in him. You know he doesn't. He's calling this show.
I know.
This is Stop Show is the new Delilah.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, I love her. She's like, oh, this goes out to this
yeah.
show is that.
Listen, he need to heat up some Mountain Dew and go do to do. Mollywop this man.
Warm up cans and beat him in the full of get a pillowcase full of hot Mountain Dew cans yeah. and beat the fuck out of this guy.
Yes.
And tell him to apply to Lowe's. Yeah.
They're always hiring.
And you know what? A bunch of stuff just opened up. They fired all the DEI people.
Yeah, that is true.
These
that is
people
true.
Sound very pure white. Yeah. So,
does this guy know how to code? For. Maybe Elon will hire him. Yeah. So, I don't know, man. I mean, don't. Obviously, yes, you reserve the right to beat this guy with whatever soft drink of your choice you want. But, I mean, at a certain point also, how many times have you been there where it's like somebody you're close with dates a fucking idiot? That just happens. And sometimes the harder you push against it,
yeah.
the more they're like, so that's what
I
the hard.
I love him.
Yeah, that's the hard thing here is that like, I've been there, we've all been there. And some of this is, you just got to let them figure it out.
Yeah.
Also, how old are you? What's going on with your family? You say, like, you're still with your, you're still living with your mom. How young are you? You might just need a little bit of time to go do your own shit and stop being worrying about your family too much, especially if this guy.
You think he's 15, 17?
I think he'll be early 20s.
Like early 20s, and yeah. I think she's maybe mid to late. Because yeah. he's like, she's older than me, and that she could be like a year older than him.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, totally.
I think if he stops helping, because it sounds like him and the mom are helping, I think if you stop, the mom is going to hit her breaking point, and the sister's going to have to.
Yeah, yeah, it's crazy.
You're I want to know, did the mom donate to the fires? Because it's like, you're giving money to the daughter, but the yeah. fire's really...
But when you think about it, the daughter is a dumpster fire.
That is true. God, or
that's the I didn't say that.
Well, that's the hard part, though, is that ultimately, this comes down to your sister's making... your sister's dickmatized by a loser. And that's, until she breaks that spell... There's nothing that can be done here. She's letting some fucking guy live off her, her already shitty salary, to the point that she's asking her family for money and moving to a shittier apartment. That it's the problem is with your sister. This guy,
brother, you have to take his dick. That's what it is.
Yeah,
take his dick,
yeah, you have to
take the dick. And,
but I mean, it all makes sense though. I yeah. feel like an unemployed dude would have good dick.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's his survival mechanism.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah,
he's
yeah.
a hobo sexual.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's literally banging for roof.
And I mean, that's why I was doing that for research purposes. Yeah. And I will say,
yeah, you're writing a book.
The name of the book, 50 Shades of Poor.
Seen all the shades, babe. Eggshell, Sacramento.
Matte, flat, sheen, all the sheens. Yeah, I mean, look, dude, part of me is like, this is your sister's thing. Part of me is like, if you're like in your early 20s and you're still really wrapped up in your family's shit, you might just need to leave the nest and do your own thing for a couple years yeah. and maybe come back when you actually have some life experience and some resource. That's literally what I did, where I was like, my family was driving me fucking nuts. I just went out and did my own thing. I was lucky enough to have some good years, and I was like, all right, now I can help you guys. Now that I got my shit together, I can actually help out where I can. And maybe, you know what I mean? Like, right now, it seems like you're too in the middle of stuff that ultimately isn't really your fucking job.
Mm-mm. Nope.
That's no. the younger brother to fucking, you know. Your sister has to get this out of her system. A lot of people go through dating people that are bad for them. Hopefully, she does get out of her system. Hopefully, she, you know, you're not like, you don't, you know, wake up to a text, good news, and it's a fucking...
sonogram.
Sonogram, exactly. That's yeah. horrible. That's a different question. Then we'll deal with that when we get there. Hopefully, we don't. But right now... You kind of chill
her
a little bit.
$50 for the plan B.
Yeah, 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 absolutely. For no, I'm not even kidding. We will pay for her abortion. We'll if this guy there. Gets a girl, this show will pay for your sister's abortion.
I got
abortion.
An extra pair of sweatpants, girl, yeah. from ASOS. I'll come with you. I can't drive, but I get you to Uber.
I'm gonna put yeah. a bunch of twisted tees yeah. and yeah. in a bag.
I'll heat up some Malta, and you'll take that and then push it down the stairs.
Old school.
yeah, we'll figure it out, man. Good luck, buddy. Mm-hmm.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
What else we got, Eldis?
Hi, Stav. So I'm calling about some relationship advice. Maybe you can help me out. My boyfriend does have immigrant parents. His mom's Albanian and his dad's Dutch.
His mom's
and
what?
And that definitely influenced.
Uh-oh. Well, leave him. You can't trust him with that kind of parentage.
Dutch. And that definitely influenced a lot in his life. But I'm calling because our parents worked together. My mom worked for his dad for over 10 years, and that's actually how we met. My mom introduced us together.
Oh, wow.
This sounds terrible.
And we've been together for like 3 years. Everything was going great. And recently, his dad fired my mom after like 13 years of working together.
Oh, no.
Wasn't really a good reason. My mom wasn't even on a payroll. She got paid like per job she did.
Oh,
so
my
the
God.
Firing didn't really make any sense.
You fired
it was
a contractor?
Very cold. It kind of all started when his girlfriend started working with the business, and my mom didn't really get along with her, so she got fired.
That's nuts.
And it was horrible. My mom's been going through a whole life renaissance trying to find a new job. It really fucked with my family. My dad fucking hates my boyfriend's dad now.
Kind of makes sense.
It's been horrible. It's caused so much issues, and I fucking hate the guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's telling us the bottom line. I can't stand this fucking guy. I don't want to look at him. And this happened, of course, right when my boyfriend and his dad's relationship were kind of going well.
That's when they do the stuff.
Now I'm in the boat of I can't stand my future father-in-law. My boyfriend really wants me to kind of start moving past it. But besides that, my whole family hates him. And I don't know. It's going to really fuck with the rest of our relationship.
Yes,
so
it will.
You have any advice on how I can handle
you have to leave him. You have to leave him.
I mean, sure, Eldis. I do think, yeah, I mean, there's no, this is, if there's really no reason, right? Like, if it's because the guy is so petty that he hired his girlfriend, who I'm going to guess isn't as qualified as her mom, who's been working there for
13 years,
like, and it's just because his girlfriend wanted him to do that, and this guy also understands that this woman is his son's girlfriend's mom, and that doesn't matter enough to him to be like, hey, look, I know you guys don't get along, but like, I got to keep the peace. It's like he is so self-centered in that he's willing to sacrifice both, you know, the mom behaving unethically, right? Even if this woman wasn't related to his son at all, it's fucked up to fire somebody because your girlfriend doesn't get along with them, right? That's unethical enough.
Yeah.
But to also not care enough about how it might affect your son's life.
He said my son's a piece of shit.
I don't even like her.
He's a little fish in the sea.
Yeah. The only red flag I see here is your boyfriend trying to move past it.
Yeah.
Because, like, look, a lot of people have fucking father-in-laws they hate. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, the classic in-laws joke is there for a reason. Mm-hmm. Everybody, the hack thing to say is everybody hates their in-laws. And I think you're well within your rights, your whole family, to be like, fuck this guy.
Gotta leave him.
And so
you gotta leave him.
I don't want to jump necessarily to that, but if he doesn't see it your way, or if he goes to the fact, if he doesn't understand why you don't want anything to do with his dad, then you do have to. Then I don't think the relationship
can
last.
But that's the thing, is like, how do you get over that? Like, he seems like he's probably very family oriented, and I'll tell you, those people, they draw that line. Like, my family's my family. That's it.
See, so I don't think he is, because she said he's an immigrant, and she said his relationship No, for real, because I know. Because his relationship with his dad is finally going well. To me, I know a lot of this is how my relationship with my dad works, where it's like, we did not get along for years, and like, now we're trying to figure shit out. A lot of immigrants have that relationship with their fucking dads.
Mm-hmm.
And so, to me, I think the son, it might be the kind of thing where I don't think they're like super family oriented. I think it's the kind of thing where his dad wasn't that supportive. Right. And again, I'm projecting probably a little bit here, but
yeah, it sounds like your life.
But no, you get one of those. You can play. Yeah. You wrote at least three more. I mean, we got you pretty good this episode.
oh my god!
Like, but him saying him and his dad relationship is kind of going well to me. That implies it used to go bad, right? Right.
It feels like it's finally on, like, maybe some shaky ground, but sure. It's cool now. And he's like, just move past it because he doesn't want to go back to where it was.
Exactly.
But her mom is not going to let this go because she don't have a job.
And it's also not something you can look past, I think. I think your family's... If, again, we're going to believe you, we're going to believe that your mom wasn't taking 3-hour lunches and, like, you know,
wasn't just flirting with the dad.
Yeah. It was a love triangle, you know.
Yeah.
We're going to just take you at face value. And if everything you're saying is correct, then yeah, this is fucked up. And if your boy, like, if your boyfriend just takes his dad's side or he's, like, annoyed at you because he's like, hey, this, you're going to fuck up my relationship with my dad. It's like, then yeah. He's not the one for you.
But
it's
she's been simple. With this dude for 3 years, she said?
Yeah, I think so, right?
And she loves him? He's great?
She called him her future father-in-law for three years. And but this is a big test. This is a weird thing that happens. And you see somebody's, like, how they respond in these types of situations. It's kind of unfair because a lot of relationships will never get tested to this level. That's pretty true. Fucked up, right?
It's very intertwined.
So that sucks. And you just kind of have bad luck here. But fucked up shit happens to people all the time. And ideally, you want to be with somebody that you know will have your back if something wild happens.
Yeah,
you
know? It don't seem like...
So I don't know. I guess talk to your boyfriend about it in a real way. Make him understand that this is not something you can just get past. And if he insists... Then it might bode, there might be some issues and you might have to consider whether this is the type of person you do want to be with. If there's some kind of compromise you can find, if, like, you know, because we haven't even gotten into the fact that, let's say he's like, I get it, we don't want to move past it, but can we go do Thanksgiving in my dad's? Like, our family doesn't have to be together, but can we go to, and if I'm her, I don't want to go to Thanksgiving with that guy.
No. And then... Going to do Thanksgiving at her mom's, she looks at the
right,
son.
Right. He's got the same nose as the guy who fired her.
And so, then if y'all are going to get married, oh, that wedding is going to be terrible. The wedding is going to be
shambles. Fuck, you're so right.
Yeah, so,
So
the odds are, we hate to say it here, but the odds are not looking good for you. Unless you know, his dad comes through.
Just remember, 3 years, you can get you a new man.
The dad's got to get the mom a part-time.
The dad's got to do some kind of severance package, something. Dad's got to come through with a financial bonus package to make this right.
He probably won't do.
No, probably not. He used that money to buy his 20 years younger than him girlfriend
a new car.
Yeah. All right. Well, good luck. Hopefully it doesn't ruin your relationship, but we're all pretty skeptical. Next question, Elvis.
Hey, guest. I'm hoping it's a woman guest because I'd like female perspective.
Female perspective.
Long and short of it is, I've been single for a really long time, like 5+ years.
Can't help you.
Next. He's like, and I'm struggling financially. Boo.
Yeah.
Sydney leaves.
Anyway, go back. I forgot everything. I didn't hear anything he said.
I've been single for a really long time, like 5+ years. I have my own apartment, got a good job, got a car that works. It's paid off. Squared away kind of financially in terms of independence. But I haven't been able to develop anything on the apps. And I met a buddy of mine I hadn't seen in a while, and he's, you know, talking about how he's getting around. And I'm like, let me see your Tinder profile and, like, see if there's something I'm missing. And he's just straight up fucking lying. He's just like, I'm a patent lawyer. Like, he's got pictures of him, like, looking over documents in a suit and boardroom, shaking hands with random ass people. Like, this dude dropped out of college. Sophomore year in English. Like, this guy is about as far from a lawyer as possible. I'm not even sure what he's going to read.
Holy fuck.
He's like, yeah, it doesn't matter because I just, like, hook up once and then bounce. And I'm like, I don't want to do that. I'm nearly certain. Sure. Like, I don't want to play that game.
Sure, being a lot misleading time, like, women in turn getting them to have sex with you. Yeah, you probably shouldn't.
I don't want to play that game. But at the same time, like,
courtroom is crazy.
Is that the only way I'm going to get my foot in the door?
Gotta lie.
I don't want to do that, but I'm considering doing that.
Like, should I just make up a job title, go on the first couple dates, you know, if things work out, they work out. If they don't, they don't. And then, like, date three, just be like, by the way, like, I lied about my job title. Like, I'm financially secure, but I do this unglamorous thing. And, you know, I wasn't getting any response when I was being honest, so I had to lie. You know, I feel like I'm just in a realm of scumbags, and I got to stay competitive in my scumbaggery. All right. Yeah, give me a thumbs up or thumbs down, whether that makes sense or not. Thanks, boss. Thanks for the work. Thanks for the podcast. And the movie was great. Bye.
Thanks, man.
Now,
but you can't do this. That's nuts.
First of all, if I go out with somebody and I like them, and then a couple dates in, they say, "So I lied."
By the way,
I'm already out.
Yeah, that's you're not surviving that.
Don't lie to me, and don't say that you lied. I think the secret is, like, we don't know what his job is, but if you have a good job and you're financially stable, just razzle-dazzle the title.
Yeah, absolutely.
The job must be that bad.
Not glamorous.
It's not glamorous, but, like, nobody is upset that you have a job, though. Yeah. Like, it doesn't have to, like, you can be a garbage man and still get buns. Like,
for sure.
You
can trash engineer.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But he's just assuming that his job title is why he not getting
you
dates.
Might just be ugly, sir.
Right. No, hold on.
No.
There is something there.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
We know how society works.
But he
right?
said, I'm going off of the voice. Nah, the voice
the
doesn't
voice
sound like
good.
Yeah, the
Maybe
voice sounds good.
Maybe if you're not wearing any hats in your photos, put on some hats.
Yeah.
Mm. Or if you're only wearing hats, let us see what your forehead looks like. Do something different than what you're doing. It's not. Lying should not be the next step.
Get off Tinder. First of all, why are you really actually, like, taking Tinder serious? That's why people are lying on there, because they're like, this is a joke.
Right.
You know, maybe try
Hinge, babe.
Hinge. I think Hinge might be a little bit better for him since he's, you know, I met some liars on there too. But, I mean, I don't know. I just think I really want to see the profile. He's got to send the profile to you, and then we can actually dissect it, because something... Women, I hate to say this on the record.
Please.
Off the record.
These bitches are blind and dumb. And so they
thank you.
Will go on thank you. And go on a date with anybody. So
right,
he
right.
can't be just the job title.
Yeah, like you didn't put your height in the letter to Stav. So
right, right.
Are you petite?
Yeah, what's going on?
Yeah.
What is going on? Because, like, and also, why are we just talking about apps?
Mm-hmm.
Because you're basically comparing yourself to your friend who is a hilarious liar.
He's funny.
And also, by the way, he's got a mischievous little trickster streak to him, which probably means he's, like,
fun,
charming and fun and, like the kind of lunatic that would, like...
That women like.
Rent a courtroom backdrop to fucking shake hands with someone in front of it. And if you zoomed out at all, it would be, like, this room. You know what I mean? It would be, like, a cafeteria or something.
Your
like
friend sounds lit.
Yeah, he sounds funny. Hilarious.
Yeah.
And he's just like, yeah, I'm just trying to get booty.
Like, I'm pretty sure he can't read. I'm like, you a hater. Yeah. Okay? He can read this pussy. That's what he can do.
To be fair, lawyers lie. So he kind of is a lawyer.
Right. He's got lawyer. Yeah. He's got
that lawyer in him.
Yeah. Yes, he does have lawyer vibes for sure. So, you know, he's also playing a different game. Our friend here, Eldest Wright, he's talking about he wants to really actually date someone. He's not just trying to smash.
Yeah.
And so why are we just talking about apps?
Right.
Yeah. You told us what his profile is, but what is yours is a great point. Mm-hmm. And, like, you know, we've talked to many, I've said this to many people who call in with a similar thing, and...
Oh, you hear this all the time.
Oh, yeah. We have some variation, some flavor of incel quite a bit on this podcast. And we're trying to turn them around. This is the anti-incel podcast. We're going to get you guys some pussy. You know
if
what
it
mean?
Kills you, not us.
So that it doesn't kill anybody else, basically, you know? We're trying to get the mass shooters out. You know?
Mm-hmm. Amen, good. Stop. You're doing good work.
Thank you.
Great work.
And so, look, what exactly, be honest with yourself. Is it your, because I also think about going, like, on apps, are people really even looking at the job title? That's something you talk about to kind of make some small talk where you're getting to know each other.
Right.
It's not what you lead with. It is so we'll give you the general advice of, look, you've done a great job in getting your life together, right? Mm-hmm. Apartment, car, good job.
You said
job,
the car
all
runs
stuff.
Good.
Yeah. Mufflers fresh. But, like, what are you not, what do you still need to do? Mm-hmm. You clearly don't believe, part of this is you don't believe in yourself. You don't believe in yourself enough as the guy who's, you know, lying or whatever, your friend, your funny friend or whatever. And so, is there stuff you can do? Can you dress a little better? Can you start working out? Can you, like, get a style, something that'll, it's not even just for, like, women will obviously see, that will improve your stock, but also it's really for you, because it's like, you got to think you can pull this stuff off, and you also shouldn't just be in the apps. I think
you
like
you got to come outside.
Yeah, exactly. Like the first step to a better dating life, dating is part of your social life. So if all you do is work or whatever, and you're just on the apps, you're not going to meet, you know, people that organically that way. Like go do more shit, be around more people. You'll meet people more organically, and at the same time, I think that can, might just be the answer. Doing more stuff socially might give you more.
Get out of the basement, dude, and get
also,
on out.
Do you need braces? Yeah. Like, what? You know what I'm saying?
None
like,
of that matters because Stavi had no tooth, and
but
Stavi is funny.
Yeah.
And now
yeah.
famous.
Yes.
Yeah,
famous
true.
And funny. Yeah. And fat. Those three things work.
Didn't seem
for
necessary. The last one didn't seem necessary
famous,
to put on the record.
Funny, fat. No, I was going to say the pH. I was going to fat.
Thank you. PH. Thank you for giving me the baby fat.
Girl, you aging.
The
now.
Baby fat. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, these
the
shows,
kids
they don't know who Kimora Lee Simmons are. Yeah. Yeah. These kids don't know that.
Life in the fast lane, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I say fix you. And then when you fix something about you that maybe you're insecure about, now you're a little bit more confident. You walking around like you deserve to be in these places.
Yeah.
So, you know,
the answer isn't lying more.
No.
You know?
Well, I don't want men walking around with too much confidence. But yeah, you're giving good.
Okay, but I also don't want ugly men walking around either.
Oh.
So fix you and be cocky or, you know,
sure.
Don't be confident but sad and shoot people.
Yeah.
He doesn't sound violent.
He doesn't sound like he's got a violent streak.
He never sound violent at the beginning. He said 5 or 6 years. You know what I mean?
Right.
7 or 8.
Yeah. Year 9, it can get rough. If we're entering a third presidential administration with no girlfriend, things are looking tough.
You might be right.
But no, we believe in you. You're clearly getting desperate because you're like, what could I lie about to get pussy? That's not what you should be thinking. You should be thinking, like, how can I improve the fuck?
You don't say it out loud, though. Yeah. Like, if you are going to do it, don't write. It can't be on paper that you're about to go lie.
He said, should I make my job sound sexy? Yeah.
Good luck, little buddy. We believe in you.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
I do believe in that.
What's going on, boys, guests? So, I have a little situation with my mom. Me and my mom haven't really had a relationship since I was, like, we haven't really ever gotten seen eye to eye since I had, like, a conscience, if that makes sense.
Okay.
She cheated on my dad when I was in, like, 8th grade,
ooh.
And I've kind of just hated her for that since then. Growing up, she's, like, ultra-religious, homeschooled me, so I, like, didn't go to public school.
Oh,
the
my
Bible,
God.
Like, part
ultra-religious
of my
and cheated on your dad? That's a horrible one-two punch.
That's kind of turnt. That's
like the Christian way. Yeah.
You get the worst of both worlds, though. It's like
and
you don't have a fun mom who's letting you do whatever you want and sucking dick on the side. No.
Right.
You have an annoying mom who also ruins your, like,
you
childhood.
Have an annoying mom who's sucking dick on the side.
Yeah. She got to have fun. She running the house, okay?
And schooling you. Yeah.
I'm sure they're getting a real well-balanced education. All right, go ahead. This is an interesting woman here.
Homeschooled me, so I, like, didn't go to public school. The Bible was, like, part of my homework. Like, we would pray for, like, aborted babies before going to church.
Oh, no.
Now she's, like, a hippie, super ultra atheist vegan that owns, like, a hippie store that sells, like, hash pipes and fucking, like, bondage shit, which I'm not against that. Do whatever you want, but it's, like, she's so back and forth, and every time we ever speak as adults, it's just, like, either an argument or one of us I can tell is pissed off.
Damn, he might hit
me. I'm not even calling to see like what I can do to fix that. I don't care. We haven't talked in like a year.
He's
the thing I'm asking, so my mom and my dad are obviously not together. They've like, I guess they still talk or whatever, like as friends. But my dad and my son's mother, so like my ex-fiance, who my mom helped move out of my house while I was out of town, by the way.
Oh my gosh, this is getting...
Which, whatever, that might have been my fault. Minute. But
he's just mad at
my dad and my ex-wife were all still cordial. They will not leave me alone about fixing my relationship with my mom.
What?
Every conversation we have, if there's a lull, they go, have you talked to your mom? Have you thought about reaching out to your mom? I mean, I just like, I don't, why would I want a relationship with somebody that neither one of us like each other? I don't like her, she doesn't like
it's
me.
Also not,
I'm sure we still love each other.
It's also not your fucking job.
No.
You're the kid. If they want to pressure someone into fixing the relationship, it should be the woman who made you fuck, you made you weird as shit because she believed that she thought. Her beliefs were so important that she was going to, you know, make you do them. Then, after she's fucked you up, gone, and now she's fucking smoking weed and selling dildos or whatever the fuck she's doing. Mm-hmm. And now she gets to have a good time after she fucked you up. And she had a fucked up marriage with your dad and just kind of, you know, mess shit up for you. She's the one who owes you. So let's start there. But let's finish what he has to say and then...
Oh, you riled up over there.
I am, yeah.
I love my mom. I just don't want to talk to her. Like, why would I go talk to somebody I have nothing in common with? I don't want to go to her house for Christmas. I don't give a shit.
You're so mad.
Am I wrong to just tell my dad and my ex, it's like, hey, mind your own fucking business. Stop telling me to go fix my relationship with my mom. Because it seems like they want me to fix it, so I'm at the things also. They want me to fix the relationship with my mom so they can enjoy my company and my mom's company. And it's like, you don't want it for me or my mom.
Right.
That's you want it for you guys. So you guys are like, oh, now I have my kid and my fucking whatever. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but thanks. Have a good day, guys.
He's angry.
Who knows? Yeah. You have a good day.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like, it sounds like, because they're still cool with the mom. Maybe the mom is putting this in their ear, too.
Probably, yeah.
Like, they're like, have you spoken to Bobby? And she's like, no, you know, he doesn't want to talk to me.
I don't
know why. You smoking sativa today? Yeah. Like, it's the mom being like, I don't know why.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, so one thing I will say, though, is that this guy also is not...
He's pissed.
He's so mad that it is affecting, like, his thought process. And that's okay, right? Like, no one's telling you to not be mad. But you also, because you also said a couple contradictory things where you're like, I love my mom,
but I don't want to fucking be around.
Yeah. And so,
is that that's not contradictory.
I'm just saying, I don't think he's really, even though he feels very passionate, like he gets very serious emotions around his mother. I don't think he's untangled what he feels towards her. Because I still think he's like, of course I love her, but like you have to be honest with yourself. Do you?
He hates her.
Yeah, you hate her, you know,
he
and it's
literally
like
literally hates her.
And you resent your ex and your dad because it feels like they are sort of picking A, their convenience, but also what your mom wants over you. You probably feel like your mom sort of ignored you in a weird way, and like everybody is just sort of this is definitely triggering some kind of childhood shit. And my number one advice to you is like, you got to go to therapy to figure out what you're feeling.
100%.
Because you're just kind of, you're like an emotional loose cannon right now, and you don't even know what stand to take. You know what I mean? Like, he doesn't know what he wants out of this relationship. He doesn't really thought about it.
I think he does. Like, they pressuring him, and, you know, he's like, you know, she fucked me up, and now she's doing whatever she want to do, and, you know, he's no longer with his wife or whatever. Yeah. So
he said ex-fiance, and then he said ex-wife, so it's like...
Okay.
His ex.
He flip-flopping or whatever. His baby. He's like, I'm sure he's dealing with his own stuff that he might be projecting into this as well. But what you're not going to do is push somebody onto me. I don't care what title they are. I don't fuck with them, we need to end the conversation. I don't want to keep talking about this shit.
I agree with you.
Why I think he definitely needs to be in therapy.
Yeah.
His mom was his teacher / pastor. Now she's trying to be his weed man. Like, you gotta go to therapy. Because the dad has forgiven the mom.
He's a simp.
Exactly. I think that's part of the problem.
Well, I mean, I don't know why the dad is coming to Christmas at the mom's at all, but...
But that's part of it. It's like So he's channeling all his frustration towards his mom because she's the easiest target.
Yeah.
I think he's got a lot of frustration to go around here, right? Yeah. And that's another thing I learned, like, going through therapy. Is like, yeah, my dad... I had this opposite thing where it's like my dad was the one who I had a lot of problems with. But there's also... Even if there's one really good parent, there's some frustration to go... You are mad at them, too, for letting... the other person get away. And I had to deal with that. And I had to be like, oh, let me get this out of my system so that this is not something I care about. And I distilled it to what I was really mad about, right? And once I knew what it was, then I could fix my relationship.
What were you mad about?
I mean, it's just how my dad was just kind of like, it was essentially how he treated my mom. Mm. It was like, he just kind of fucked, I mean, and us. Like, he was just kind of like, he would take everything out on us because he was kind of, we were the only people that he had any control over, right? Because, like, life was not going how he wanted it.
Yeah.
And I just kind of resented that, and I specifically resented, you know, how he treated my mom. And then also how fucked up a relationship I looked at as my blueprint. Mm. And now that fucks up how I relate to women. Yes. And so it's like, but I figured all that shit out. And then you also start thinking of them as human beings, because once you get rid of some of this anger, it's like your mom is clearly either wildly mentally ill person or wildly confused, and who knows how fucked up her childhood. Like, you can, once you deal through your own shit, then you can start empathizing.
Yeah.
But I don't think he even knows what he's mad about. Yeah. Like, how angry he is just like, so it's just coming at us so much.
He's been mad since eighth grade.
Yeah, right.
How old are we in eighth grade?
Yeah, we're 12 or 13.
We're like 11, 12, yeah. Exactly. And that's already a rough time to be alive anyway.
Totally.
So he's been mad at her this whole time, and he has a kid now who...
And that's the reason I'm like, go to therapy, because it's not even about you anymore, right? You have a kid. And like the important thing is like, let's make sure none of this inherited fucking bullshit goes one more generation. Let's it's up to you to figure out what you're mad at, figure out, because I guess my argument here is not seeing his mom is not, he hasn't made the determination that his mom is somebody he has to cut out of his life. If he figures that out, great, then cut her out. I think it's just I don't want to think about this mechanism, which is like, this person triggers such intense emotion in me.
Push it to the side.
One of us gets mad, it's like, I just don't even want to deal with it. You do have to deal with it, I think. If you didn't have a kid, I would let you get away with it a little longer, right?
But you know what the problem is, too, though? You could go and get your shit all worked out, go to therapy, whatever, but then you still got to go deal with this person who's not working their stuff out. So then it's like, now I got to have empathy. I got to do the work. Then I have to feel better and go to you and then feel fucked up again because they're not working their stuff out at all.
Sure. But we don't even know if that's the case, right? Like, who knows? Who knows with this fucking mom? And again, I'm not holding out hope because
I need her to write in.
Ultimately,
what's going on your side?
She has no idea. Let's be honest. She's fucking out there.
She might listen to this at the dispensary.
Yeah.
Honestly, you might be on
the dispensary dungeon.
Yeah, dispensary dungeon / alfalfa store. Yeah. She's selling fresh sprouts and fucking vegan cookies. So yeah, dude, that's because you're so fucking angry, and I've been there. But it's just it's an unfocused, huge anger spraying. Yeah. And you need to, like, focus it in, understand what you're mad about. And look, at the end of the day, if you do all that stuff, you go to fucking therapy, and you decide, I never want to see my fucking mom again, that's your right. You know what I mean? But you have to know why that is. Because right now it feels like it's just making you angry, and you need to know why it's making you angry. And my main argument is because you don't want that to trickle down to your kid. You know? Because you're kind of mad at the mother of your kid, and it's like, your kid's going to see that. You guys do have to have a good relationship, again, for your kid. It at least has to be, you can't let this stuff anger you so much that it, like, trickles down to your, you know, daughter or son. So,
the lesson here, don't have no kids.
Yeah.
I was right there with you. I was like, man, don't get in no damn relationship.
Ooh. Yeah, yeah, because if you didn't have kids, this is just, I'd be like, whatever, fuck your mom, dude. And then next. You got something fun for us to go out on here, little eldest?
Sure.
Hey, Scotty. New listener, binging listener.
Thank you.
I wanted to call in. I've been listening to a lot of the episodes, and hair plugs and hair transplants have been talked about. And I wanted to call in. I am a 38-year-old woman, very youthful,
nice.
Both physically and in spirit.
Very youthful. She said, I still get wet, bitch.
Yeah. She said, you want to come over here, split splash?
Hold on, let me get my floaties.
These days, I've just been like, noticing this need for Botox, for these lines in between my eyebrow. I wanted to see your thoughts, because you guys are body positive.
Yes, we are.
Most of the men that I hang out with are gay and are pro Botox and whatever else you're injecting yourself with. But I wanted to get your thoughts on it. Is it stupid? Is it unnecessary? I don't think it's something anyone really notices, but it's something I notice. So I'd love to get your advice. Thank you so much, and keep up the great work.
Thank you. Interesting question.
I can't relate. I don't know. I'm perfect.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like it's funny, we talked about some of this stuff today, but like, I think if it's something that you can afford and it's something that's not permanent, try it out, see how it goes, see how you feel. And then if you want to do it again, do it again. And if you don't, you never have to do it again.
Right, yeah. Right. Yeah, I mean, I think the key is what we were talking about earlier, which is like, you don't half-ass stuff like this, right? Like,
right.
If you're going to do it, like, it's got to be good. It's got to be done well. And it's got to be like, you know, don't get a Groupon for Botox. Like, go to an expensive place where it's like, well, where you know it's going to be done well.
Go to a place that, like, the website has testimonials.
Yeah.
Or their Instagram is up and popping. You can look at the tagged photos and be like, oh my God, she looks like Mickey Rourke. Like,
she looks like Mickey Rourke.
Don't go to a med spa. Don't do that.
Right.
I'll tell you that much. I do that. Med spa. Yeah. That's like places where, like, you get facials and stuff like that, but it's not a real esthetician in there.
Gotcha.
So you'll get injectables and it's bootleg for
sure. It can go bad, yeah.
Girl. Yeah, they're putting Elmer's glue in your face.
It's crazy. Go, like, if you're going to do it, do some research, read a couple reviews, talk to people that maybe have gotten it. If you were hanging out with gays,
they know.
Yeah. They're getting Botox on their balls.
Yeah. And you saying, you're like, oh, you know, I it's not something other people notice. It's like, if you with gays, they noticing
they
everything.
They probably like, oh, mama, you look tired tonight. Long night.
Yeah.
Like, I got a full 9 hours, actually.
Like, I got a whole refresher. You want the number?
I got 9 hours. I felt great when I left my house. Well, you look like shit. Yeah. But yeah,
yeah, it's really case, like, truly it is case by case. And, like, you know, I think whatever you want to do, the flip side of body positivity is like, do what you want with your body. However you want to look, make it happen. We're also pro, we're pro the people that are like, I never want to do that. We're pro people that want to get plastic surgery. It's literally whatever, you know, I'm staunchly opposed to getting a hair transplant. You know, that's my choice, though. If I were, I'd be all for it. So,
if
you
a
know,
show called today and was like, we need you to get hair plants, hair transplants.
I don't think so. I'm doing pretty good right now.
Okay.
I don't need it.
I love that.
They say, hey, look, we tested it in front of all the audiences and they said, you need hair. So
sorry.
You won't say no?
Yeah, call whatever other fact. Call, you know.
You're not going to do the Jamie Foxx spray on bang?
I don't think
that's
so.
That's the thing. It's like Jamie Foxx, you know, what's his name? The LeBron James. Mm-hmm. Like, there's just so many.
Harry Styles.
There's so many.
Everybody gets him. Yeah,
a bunch
of
people have done it and are doing it.
Yeah.
I think the power is in not doing
it. Ooh, look at Jamie the picture number three.
Three is the. Is that real?
Insane.
You know what? Jamie Foxx should get it. He looks great.
I had too many drinks.
God. Yeah, I mean, that's tough
blame
stuff.
Blame it on me. Alcohol.
The lineup when you're trying to disguise it is tough.
Look at this picture right here in the
second trapezoid. The trapezoid is tough, dude.
This is why the internet has got to be shut down for a couple days. Because the stuff that people do, and the thing is that he knew he would have to go to things and still schedule
the
hair plan.
He was on the red carpet in some of these photos.
Yeah, he said, what am I going to do? Not go? I have to go.
But his hair looks great. Respect.
It looks great now.
Respect to him, yeah. No, it looks better.
It's just too.
I don't know.
Sydney, you the lines, line?
The line's too crispy for you, or it's not crispy enough? Too straight?
You know, it's too what? Straight. It's
too like low?
Some, that's the thing about when you get the plug.
The pictures is crazy. I need to take a picture of this.
No, don't. I'm going to attack it's him. Just, you know what? He's a beautiful man.
He is.
Beautiful. A, so,
incredible
you know,
talent.
Yeah, lucky for him. He has so much things to lean on, but this is just, it's a this. Bit, it's a bit yeah. much for me, for sure.
So yeah, but either way, whatever you want to do, you know, good, happy for Jamie. He didn't want to. He didn't want to have the trapezoid lineup.
Freakazoid, trapezoid.
We're happy for him, and we're happy for you. If you want to do both, not happy for you. If you don't want to do it, but yeah, I think experimenting with a place.
I'll take a picture of Jamie. Thank you. I was supposed to take a picture of us.
Get one. Yeah, send that to Ellis. We'll post it when the video when the episode comes out. But yeah. Do whatever you want. Experiment if you want to. But if you don't want to, that's great,
research,
too.
Research. See, yeah. like, you know, and the stuff that happens, like, what things look good on somebody, it might not look good on you.
True, yeah.
So you got to make sure that it is catered to, you know, your bone structure, whatever you look like. Don't be with the gay dudes and they're like, yeah, honey, because I get it. And then you fuck around and you look like...
Now you look like a Real Housewives of Miami.
Handsome Squidward. You know,
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and also know what you want to get before you get there, because these doctors will try to upsell you
don't
a
get
brand
upsold.
New face.
Yeah,
you
don't
gonna
get
have
upsold.
A combo. Doing the eyes.
Yeah. We have a sale on filler today.
Then all of a sudden you're like,
everything must go.
That's not a good sign.
The next thing you know, it's like, well, I'm getting a vaginal rejuvenation. It's like, wait, I thought you were just getting a little Botox, bitch.
So what happened to the lines between your brows?
Good luck. Good luck. We're, you know, either way, we're rooting for you.
Send us a before and after, please.
Send us their before and after. Yeah. All right. Well, that's going to do it for us. Thanks, gals. That was so fun. You're the best.
I'm yawning. That wore me out.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. And listen to the podcast. Come see us on the road. Me and Eldis are out there, the Dreamboat Tour. Yay. Listen to Mess. And we'll talk to you guys next time. Bye-bye.
Yay.
Bye.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.